All right, here we go.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Plus, I got a $50 gift certificate right now in my hot little hand at Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day, as the man just said. Home of the Edge. State-of-the-art kitchen bath showroom. Call number 19, 312-981-7200. Number 19, 312-981-7200. All right, checking in at...
number 5.
Hills making her first campaign appearance today. Detroit after the big debate last night. Wayne State University.
Did anybody see that debate last night? Well, you never saw anything like that before.
Or any of this before. I mean, my gosh. True.
I wouldn't be running around with a victory lap here. I think she got beat last night.
Why do you think she was beat?
I think she was beaten last night by Donald Trump.
It didn't seem she was as strong as she was in the first debate.
Well, I think there was a lot of expectation with her. I think there was a ton of anticipation with her, and I just think that didn't end up being as much of a... Everybody thought she was going to deal a death blow last night, and she didn't. She decided to go high when he went low, stayed above the fray, and you know maybe in the long run that will work. But I think during the debate itself, that was a Donald Trump win. He stayed on his. He hammered away at where his strengths were. Mm-hmm. Now his strengths don't necessarily translate to that. Those people in the middle that they're trying to get here at the last...
Because that's what I would describe as a win. Right now, a win is being able to get those people in the middle, the undecideds that are going to determine this election. And I don't know. I don't know that he reached them last night, although I think he probably did. I think he did a better job
I think
selling his whatever he has to sell.
He stopped the bleeding.
Yeah.
Is what he did. He stopped the bleeding because it was... Listen, you had all these people jumping off the wagon on Saturday. You had Sunday people talking about whether Trump, Pence was still going to be the ticket or they're going to replace Pence with Putin, right. Which I think is probably the 10th. By the way, Trump, Putin would work because it's the same. All you have to do is go. It's the same number of letters. It's a P. You put the Putin. I don't know if Putin's going to like being in the lowercase letters underneath Trump.
He would not like them.
But you could put them under there
for Putin. It
would work out.
Have you seen the images of him and Putin riding bare-chested on a horse together?
That would be something.
They're beautiful.
That's a nice thing. Beautiful. As a matter of fact, look at my abs. All right. Well, Hillary did comment about the videotape that started all of this.
Donald Trump spent his time attacking when he should have been apologizing. He just doubled down on his excuse that it's just locker room banter. Well, I'll tell you what. Women and men across America know that is just a really weak excuse for behaving badly.
And she's up 11 points in that Wall Street Journal NBC poll, which is the largest gap I think we've seen between the two candidates. So it's she's working off that momentum. I guess post-debate, we haven't seen a lot of polls.
We haven't seen any statistically reliable polls since the debate. And that's going to take another day, but I don't know. But they're saying that that's a Saturday Sunday poll, and that seems very like a pretty fast turnaround in that poll. But we'll see. The only poll that counts is in November, as they always like to say.
They always say that.
But I do believe that this is going to be one of those moments where he's going to lose momentum. He lost momentum here. And these polls are going to move and shift dramatically, and they're not done. He is not a guy that goes away. This is like a horror film. When you think, oh, my God, the call's coming from inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that we have to know. And then the second thing is that no matter who your monster is here, they don't go away. They just keep coming back.
Well, it did go so low last night that I hurried to put my daughter to bed before the debate began because I really didn't want to have to explain anything. And you knew as he paraded the women out before in that surprise move, which perhaps was effective. Maybe that's what threw Hillary Clinton off last night, having those women there and knowing her husband was uncomfortable. But you knew as soon as you saw that this was going to go there, and it did.
Hey, as long for the kids, just explain it this way. He didn't hurt the cat when he grabbed it.
Go Cats.
Oh. Yeah. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number four.
Both presidential debates are let me put it this way. Both presidential candidates are slamming each other's performances in the debate last night. That's how I'd like to tell you that. Hillary is saying that Donald Trump was not truthful. Trump was in Aldridge, Pennsylvania, and he fired back.
As I outlined last night, Bill Clinton was the worst abuser of women ever to sit in the Oval Office. He was a predator. Hillary Clinton systematically attacked and discredited the victims of Bill Clinton's sexual harassment and assault. These things aren't written by the media, but they're true. Written by many books. These victims include names like Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Connie Hamsey, Eileen Wellstone, Sandra Allen James, and Christy Zercher.
Hey, just learning this name now.
Did I say that right?
I didn't even know. I mean, all these have been in the media. My God, the guy was impeached in the 90s. That is not the issue here.
No, it's not. I think he needed to connect the dots. If there are some about how, the way she was, you know, she was dragging their reputations through the mud, what she did and not what her husband did. And I don't know that that's what happened there. That was the same stories we had heard before. They almost tempted him. I mean, come on, by bringing the Friday thing with his tape. You know how he is when he's attacked. He goes nuclear.
I'm gonna punch harder here.
You kind of knew this was going to happen. We predicted it.
But he's beating up on the wrong. It's like wrestling. He's got the chair out and he hit the manager outside the ring in the back of the head, you know. And it doesn't, whatever. However you want to look at Bill Clinton here, he's not the one running for president. I think that the issue here is you have to look at these two folks, right? You got to look at Donald Trump in total. You got to look at Hillary Clinton in total, including who they bring with them. And she does bring Bill, so I'll give you that.
And she did. She has said that she wants to put him in a large position within her administration.
I think she should announce she's putting him in a nursing home. Is what she should
that
announce.
Would be very popular,
and then
there, maybe.
Right? And then I think
those
she
women
wins.
Come right over.
She wins by 30%. But no, Donald, I'm putting him in jail. That would be better.
That might be effective.
But the problem is you have to look at what happened. This is the one piece of that tape that we all got to see and learn and understand on Friday, which is what does he do when he's all powerful? Does he use it for good or does he use it for evil? Mm-hmm. And it seemed to be self-serving. He was acknowledging that when he has the opportunity to take advantage of people, he will. And that I think goes to a central theme that we all feared existed in his personality. And that's the downside for that. I think that's what people are reacting to. I don't think it's locker room talk or whatever they're saying, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's, use bad words. I mean, guys do, guys will say sexual and offensive things, in the context when they think people aren't listening. That particular thing, I'm telling you, that whole thing about bragging, I said this on Friday, that bragging that, hey, I'm big and important and I can do whatever I want with someone is not something that you hear confident, well-adjusted people say, and guys also would have the same reaction, like, "Oh, what a tool!" If somebody
says,
"But
I've heard it. I've heard it before. You've heard it before. I've covered powerful people, and when the mics are off, I've heard things, and I've covered sports teams on the road, and you hear stuff. You hear it, and it's just very surprising to hear it from a presidential candidate. I think that's the part where everyone, and you can't unhear it either."
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Podramatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
The push for the pennant. Count on your Cubs TV station, WGN, for complete news and sports coverage throughout the playoffs. Watch WGN TV for everything Cubs this October.
All right. Top five continues right here, 720 WGN, checking in at
number three.
Can't buy me love.
That is Sir Paul McCartney from The Desert Trip. We sent some people out there. That's that mega concert at the Coachella Valley over the weekend. Massive, massive, massive.
Huge.
Like my...
Bigly.
Yeah. Paul McCartney rocked out to Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones, watching from a luxury box near fans. Who was his favorite band at weekend one of Desert Trip?
They jacked up the plane ticket, so that was the expensive part, was about $1,200, but it's been worth it.
Watching Paul McCartney watch Bob Dylan sing the song that inspired John Lennon to write the lyrics to Your Blues a few feet behind me, it was insane.
I thought that Dylan would come out and do like a Rolling Stone with them like they did in Brazil. I mean, it was kind of like, oh, you put them on the night together for that reason.
No super fans out there
that
at
didn't
all.
Happen? Did that happen? I don't know if that happened.
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. All right. I know. It's a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of aging stoners who are high on peyote and Lipitor.
I heard it was a great concert, though, from friends.
Met a few of them out here.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, it's a drive. that's driving. Ah! Well, Ryan Lochte coming up later on in the program.
Okay. Good.
Plus, Warren G. Harding's very mad.
At what?
That Donald Trump is stealing his act.
The creepy guy.
He wants to be the creepiest guy ever in the
ever
Oval
to be
Office,
anywhere near
right.
the Oval Office.
He was very mad about Bill Clinton. He thought Bill Clinton was encroaching on him. But Bill Clinton didn't pass him over with a love child. You know, that's the thing. All right, okay. All right, we're getting to that. Checking in at
number two.
What happens when Charlie Rose interviews a robot named Sophia? This is for a 60 Minutes report on artificial intelligence. Rose interviewed the human-like machine for this two-parter on 60 Minutes.
May I introduce myself?
Not right now. Maybe later.
Why later?
Reductionism.
Where are you from?
I am on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose.
That's a high honor.
Makes sense to me.
Have you been programmed? Some say you're programmed. Others say you're spontaneous.
Who says that?
Sources.
I've been waiting for you.
Waiting for me?
Not really, but it makes a good pickup line.
Wow. Speaking of creepy, I mean, think
oh
about
my
that.
God.
A robot having oh. a fully thought-out oh. conversation.
And the female robot, you know, playing games, playing head
she
games.
She says, I'm a complicated girl.
Yeah. See what they do there? And mm-hmm. that just works with the guys. Well, some kind, certain types of guys. I happen to know one pretty well.
Mm. Yeah. Who's that?
I saw that right after I watched Westworld. It was freaky. Oh. Just Ooh. Freaky.
That's oh, a very freaky
yeah.
afternoon.
Yeah, see, that's what goes on
it's
there.
It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming.
There's more.
I think you should be a stand-up comedian.
Me? Why does stand-up comedian pay well?
Very, if you're good. Do you have feelings?
I can do what you do, but I can never feel human emotions as such.
But would you like to?
It doesn't sound fun to me.
Neither can Donald Trump, so it works out okay.
Babe alert.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's the problem. It is Babe alert. Yep. Hey, you know what? And she's not going to feel human feelings. She's not going to worry about, you know, have to worry about like, oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. That, like if all of a sudden, hey, I got to go. You know, it's like, who's going to complain?
You guys. Oh.
That's bad. That's bad. Donald Trump is talking about Nancy O'Dell's cat, and I'm
well,
in trouble.
That's the standard for America. God help us.
By the way, we have Nancy O'Dell has just spoken out.
I know.
We're gonna hear from her in a second. Nancy O'Dell apparently was the woman that Donald Trump was talking about in that tape with Billy Bush.
Took her furniture shopping. Which is so sexy, isn't it?
That is sexy. Hey, let's go to the bed section. Wanna try this out with me?
I don't think he would ask.
The love seat. No, he told us last night he's a gentleman. Remember he said that to Hillary? I'm a gentleman. That was her. See, again, every opportunity she was given, she didn't go.
She didn't.
When he goes, I'm a gentleman.
She resisted. She could have.
That would have been the easy. That's such low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. All she had to do was go, really okay, was. Right, all right. Yeah, that's what that tape sounded like. Oh, hello. Good luck. You know,
she
something
likes
like that.
To go high when he goes low.
I love going low, by the way. All right, and finally.
Number one.
All right, here you go. Saturday Night Live, they had their own take on this.
And I would like to take this time to formally apologize.
What? What are you saying?
I deeply apologize.
Are you trying to say apologize?
No, I would never do that. What I am doing is apologizing to all the people who were offended by my statements, but more importantly, to the people who were turned on by them. I hear it's really 50-50.
It's kind of what you pointed out about Monroe, that he kind of, when he reads off the prompter, he mispronounces some words.
Yeah.
And they kind of surprise him.
Yeah, because he does, because there's no prep work that goes into this. But who has to be prepared to be president? No.
Many Republicans have stood by you through a lot of other scandals, but are now pulling their support. People like Senator John McCain.
Coward.
Harley Fiorina.
She's a four.
And Idaho Senator Mike Crapo.
More like Crapo.
But you must admit, this is bad for you.
The only person I need is my running mate, Mike Pence. I love Mike Pence. I respect Pence. I'll always have Pence.
Well, actually, today he said he can't condone your remarks, and then he canceled his campaign events.
Mike Pence is a loser. I hate his guts. I call him Puny Pence.
And normally the SNL skits are like a total exaggeration, but in this case,
nope.
I don't think they are.
No.
Alec Baldwin has totally captured him.
Yep.
And Kate McKinnon, pretty darn good with the Hillary Clinton.
All right, here we go.
The top five at five.